We're going to take a short little break here. You're listening to Dear Friends on the American Sampler Live on WYEP-FM Pittsburgh.
Throat clearing time.
I thought we might say just a little bit about the fact that
maybe introduce us again to do a very good job of
that.
who are these people?
The name people that are here. Okay, I've got it.
I can't do everything. I need Mark.
I've got a thing to get the names back again.
Yeah, we're going to talk a little bit.
Okay,
it's
only 20 minutes. What will we skip if we...
Back in the center studio of WYEP with the Dear Friends, celebrating our July 4th holiday. And before we get you guys going again, I want to talk a little bit more with the band. And I know you have some recordings out, and I'd like to talk about those before you get started. They're available?
They're available. We have our tape called The Blues and the Grays, which features several of the songs that you either have heard or will hear mm-hmm. on this program. It's one that was released just this year. It's been a favorite, and we're pleased to say that it's available not only in Pittsburgh at the Stephen Foster Memorial, but it's also carried at the Smithsonian Institute bookshops, which also leads us to say that we will be doing a program later this year in November down at the Smithsonian. It's called Put Him in the White House Chair. It's actually based on music that was performed during the 19th century mm-hmm. at the White House. The title that we're using is a campaign song that Stephen Foster wrote for his sister's brother-in-law, James Buchanan, who was Pennsylvania's only president, as a matter of fact. So that's what we'll be doing, and I believe that is on our record. There is a record album mm-hmm. containing three records, of which many feature the Dear Friends, called Proud Traditions. It was released about, a year or so ago as a part of the University of Pittsburgh's bicentennial. Yeah. And again, some of these favorite songs that you heard in the parlor and on the 19th century stage and are really a part of Pitt's history are part of this record.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that record.
Oh, great. You play it, I hope.
I don't know if we have one here.
Oh, well, goodness, we'll have to remedy that.
I go to Pitt, so I've seen it in the bookstore. Also, the Stephen Foster Memorial is open to the public during the week if they're interested in Stephen Foster.
There's a possibility of doing tours. Dean Root is the curator there, and he's conducted, goodness, it must be thousands of school children, all kinds mm-hmm. of groups there. So you can call the Foster Memorial at 624-4100 to find out information about the tours, about the tapes and the records, about all kinds of interesting things.
In the museum there, you can look at Stephen Foster's flute, which is on display, and a guitar, a 19th century guitar, a little guitar. Mm-hmm. It was manufactured by his publisher, Firth and Pond, among other things such as sheet music and piano. His piano is also there.
I think it would be interesting to our listeners to know just a little bit more about the circumstances for music in the home. We have access to a lot of bound volumes. People mm-hmm. collected sheet music like they do records and tapes now, and when your pile got too big and messy, you took it off to the stationery store and had it bound. So we really know, we have a good idea of the repertoire. And what is so interesting is you'll leaf through one of these and you'll see a Foster piece, A Dream of Jeannie, and then you'll turn the page and there'll be a dance tune like the Big Sunflower Schottische, and then you turn a couple more pages and there'll be excerpts from opera. So that what we're really discovering is that they didn't have this rather cut and dried idea of popular music in this category and opera over here. It was all a part of the musical scene. Mm. And we have, for example, our singers, Guy Russo and Claudia Banac, both sing opera. They're very active here in Pittsburgh on the opera scene. And they also, of course, sing with Dear Friends and have church jobs. So that I think they represent, do you mind being called 19th century musicians in that sense? Both 19th century and 20th century musicians.
And pretty much like today, where the 19th, so where we do a little teaching, a little performing, selling instruments in some cases, I guess.
Yes, yes. We're not like Stephen Foster. We have to do.
We have to do a little bit of
itinerant musicians.
So we have some more Civil War music for you, and we'll begin with two songs, two Southern songs, I believe. One of them is Goober Pease, and then the Southern Girl's Reply.
If you wanted to have a trivia quiz, you could ask your listeners to call in and see if they knew what goober peas are.